Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we are going to be visiting with a familiar voice, Brigham Hoy. Good morning to you, Brigham.
Good morning, LaVon. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, Produce in the Park is not going to be held at the City Park. Coming up real soon. New location and new lots of things. So, Brigham, fill us in.
Yes. Okay. So, we've got Harvest Market this time of year. So, this coming Monday, November 22nd, at the Cass County Community Center. That's at the Cass County Fairgrounds. From 3 to 7 p.m., it's Harvest Market. And we have over 32 vendors. It is going to be just a fantastic market.
So, whether you want food, that's the main thing, because, that's a good thing. Christmas gifts, Thanksgiving, plan for Thanksgiving. That's a whole bunch of stuff going on. So, do you want to talk about food first?
Yeah, sure. Yes. So, this is the Monday before Thanksgiving, so you can get food for your holiday celebrations. And we've got everything from produce. We've got some really excellent produce, including Bridgewater Farm bringing the certified organic produce. We've got local meats, chicken, beef, pork. We've got farm fresh eggs, of course. So we've got some delicious desserts and baked goods. I think that's what we've got for the food lineup, which sounds really good.
Yes. And, you know, I said Thanksgiving, and you said Thanksgiving, but remember, some of those, especially baked goods, could be frozen for Christmas. And then some of those other things like squash and pumpkins and so on would also still be good beyond Thanksgiving. So think Thanksgiving beyond. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. So then there are some other choices. Let's talk about some of the maybe new vendors.
Yeah, sure. So we do have a bunch of craft vendors, which is excellent. So we've got like soaps, candles, other home products. We've got all new vendors actually in all of those categories I just mentioned. We've got our dog and cat food vendor back again, health and beauty products. Jewelry has a new vendor. We've got so many vendors right now. Yeah.
It's blowing your mind a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm looking at one more right now that does a bunch of like wood cutting stuff and signage. It's gonna, it looks very cool.
Yeah, very good. So people have choices. One of those choices is pre-ordering. So we need to really talk about that right now because there is a deadline on that.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so the big key here is you are always going to go back to www.produceinthepark.atlanticiowa.com. That's our webpage, and that's where you're going to find the full list of all of our vendors, and you're going to find information on how to pre-order. So I think it's over half of the vendors are offering pre-ordering. That pre-ordering deadline is going to be Friday night, so that's Friday, November 19th. We're going to cut it off a few days early because those vendors need to prep those orders. And there are a couple of vendors that are only going to be doing pre-order, and that includes some that you really might want to shop from. We've got Miss Nini's Fine Desserts, gourmet pies, and cheesecakes are offered at this market. Those are only going to be available pre-order, so she has time to prepare them. We've got like over 10 varieties of cheesecakes, for example, so you might want to look at that. Claire's Cinnamon Rolls, another really popular vendor with some excellent frosted cinnamon rolls and delicious caramel pecan rolls, pre-order only. And Harrisdale Farmstead is offering their produce pre-order only. Now, a number of vendors are going to be offering pre-order and shopping in person.
So people can, you know, in the past, due to circumstances, some of those special events were only pre-order, drive up outside the building and pick it up. This time it's both choices. You can come in and wander around and talk to vendors, as well as if you'd prefer to pre-order and drive up, that's available too.
Exactly. We've got them both available this year. Yes.
So it's nice to have a choice.
Yeah.
And I just heard, because you told me, that one of the newest things added is a food truck.
Yes. Okay, I'm so glad we're mentioning that. So, yes, come shop at this market and, of course, grab food for later in the week, but also grab food that night. We have a new food truck vendor with fresh Italian homemade pastas, sauces, sandwiches, salads, and desserts. Going to be outside the community center there with that food truck, so you shop and then you grab dinner on your way home. We also have inside, we've got our longtime partner E-Town Smoke Shack selling barbecue meals as well. So I would say we are also going to be a great place to eat Monday night.
There you go. That's very exciting, I think, to have those choices. And this time of day, my mouth is sort of watering when I think of those both of those choices, because it will be a new experience with the Italian one. And repeat, if you've tasted the Smoke Shack.
E-Town Smoke Shack barbecue.
Yes. And both of those are really mouth-watering kinds of things. So, yeah,
absolutely.
Great choice. And like you say, you know, you come home from a job, maybe you've been working all day, and you come to the market, and then you go home and you go, oh, what am I going to have for supper?
Yeah.
Well, you just take it home with you.
Absolutely. Yes, we got that solution this year.
For sure. Are there other things that you'd like to say about Harvest Market?
Well, I just want to really say that the vendor lineup is so strong. I'm just really excited about it. I wasn't sure how it was going to turn out this year, as last year we did drive through only, and we've just got vendors all across in all categories that have really excellent products. So I just really encourage folks to come over and check us out.
Okay, and we'll remind folks here in a little bit about those details again. But Harvest Market is really just the first of these additional markets throughout the year.
Yeah, that's right. We've added a Christmas market a couple days before Christmas, a sweetheart market shortly before Valentine's Day, and a spring celebration market right before Easter.
And will those all be order ahead, drive up, or are you thinking of other alternatives?
So at this point, we think those are all going to have the option of pre-order and shop in person.
So that is
our plan for now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So get those on your calendars. It's fun when you think about the theme that you can follow for a holiday and also get ready for your sweetheart or your family dinner or whatever it is. You can get ready for that. So.
Oh, yeah.
Brigham.
And the vendors.
Yeah, go ahead, Brigham.
I was going to say, those vendors always bring such innovative stuff for those holiday markets, too. So it's going to be exciting to see those again.
Mm-hmm. Brigham, you've been in this business of health coordinator for Cass County and manager for Produce in the Park now for how long?
Oh, my gosh, Produce in the Park. I think this is my third year and coming up on 2 years in the wellness coordinator role. Yeah.
Now I'm putting you on the spot. What have you learned?
What have I learned? Well, it's really, I was hired as a wellness coordinator to help connect people who are interested in different activities to work on things. And I have found so many people that are so excited to work on different projects across Cass County. And it is really fun to see that stuff come together. So I've learned that people are interested in helping out and doing things and working together. And that really is possible, which makes my job really fun. As Produce in the Park market manager, I have learned a whole lot about food safety and other food practices. And I am really impressed with the variety of local foods that we have available in Cass County.
Okay. Well, we can see some of that variety and also take a look at some crafts and buy some gifts for our friends. And so review for us time and place for Harvest Market.
Harvest Market is Monday, November 22nd, 3 to 7 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. That's at the Cass County Fairgrounds, address 805 West 10th Street, Atlantic.
And pre-order is?
Pre-order, yes. Pre-orders are due by midnight Friday, November 19th. You can find the full list of our vendors and all pre-order information at www.produceinthepark.atlanticiowa.com. Spell out all of those words.
All right. And even if you don't order ahead, you can still kind of think about where you might want to shop by taking a look online to see what all is there. So it will be fun and interesting. Well, thank you so much, Brigham Hoig, who is Cass County Wellness Director and also Manager of Produce in the Park. And until next time, here's a thought. Friends are the bacon bits in the salad bowl of life.